Hi and welcome to Corporate Buzz. I'm Keertana Tiwari and this is the podcast where we catch up with Money Control's Corporate Bureau Chief Prince Thomas to discuss what happened in corporate India this week. Hi Prince, welcome to the show.
Hi Keertana, thank you so much.
Prince, next week the 21-day lockdown will be ending. So what problems have we been seeing till now in corporate in India Inc.?
So there have been multiple issues. One thing is clear that not all sectors were functioning because some of the sectors did close down. Many of the financial services, many of the service sectors closed down. But there were also a significant part of the economy which was still functioning at some capacity or the other.
Right.
We were allowed to buy essential services. We still are. Now retailers were open, you know, those selling vegetables, groceries, but they have been facing a problem because if you would have gone recently, maybe yesterday, a day before, to the retail outlet, you will see that the shelves are empty.
Right.
And it's taking so much more time for the shopkeepers and retailers to refill those shelves. Mm-hmm. And that is because the supply is not coming. So one, there is a distribution challenge because trucks are not there. And trucks are not there because many of the drivers haven't shown up.
You know? Okay.
Second, there is problem of labor shortage because there's no one to unload material.
Mm-hmm.
And even a similar problems at the factory production side because they need people to come into shifts and do the production. But then there is a scare of coronavirus. People want to avoid any risk that could be that could make them vulnerable. So many of the workers are not, I mean, not many of them are showing up for duty.
Right.
So the whole supply chain has got disrupted. Earlier this week, I was talking to Marico Chairman Harsh Mariwala, and he said, as of now, only 25% of the demand for essential commodities is being met. And that's basically because of the reasons that we just discussed. So that is one. Similar problems are there for even for other sectors like the steel, which has been marked under essential services. But most of them have closed, cut production, one, because there's demand slump, but also because they're facing shortage of labor. Just today, Money Control wrote about the sponge iron industry, where almost 70% of the units have been closed all over India. And India is the largest maker of sponge iron.
Right.
And that is one main reason is because of labor shortage. So these factors have really affected economic activity. And we have just started a new financial year. And the start surely hasn't been very good.
Right. And also for the factories that need to be open at this point, are the factory owners not taking certain precautions so that factory workers are not worried about the infection?
So all the steel companies have assured that, you know, they are following a protocol. I think they have also shared with media the advisories they have put in their production units, which includes, you know, wearing of all the protection equipment, then, not allowing anyone to gather in a place, social distancing to be practiced. So they have done that. Now the question mark is how much of this will be followed in the unorganized segment?
Right.
And sponge iron industry, there are a lot of small players. So it's a valid point. It's a valid doubt. So that could be one of the reasons why the workers are reluctant to come. So it's a question mark on multiple points.
Okay. Moving on to the next question, Prince. There are going to be three different scenarios which we don't know yet for next week. Whether the lockdown will be completely lifted or it would be a phased process or it won't be lifted at all. So yes. What's in store for corporate India at, you know, these three different scenarios?
See, the worst case scenario is if the government decides to stretch the lockdown for another fortnight, say, because the Odisha government has already done that. It has extended the lockdown till April 30th.
Yes.
So many other state governments could do that, because already the feelers are coming that the state governments are telling the center that they want the lockdown to continue to ensure that the virus doesn't spread. So it's very possible that many more state governments could follow what Orissa has done. That could mean that the first quarter is almost a washout for companies, because you're taking for 1 month out of the three, you just don't have any production.
Right.
So right from the aviation sector to the manufacturing sectors, like we know, most of the auto companies have stopped production. It could be the same for the for other retailers. I mean, the non-essential services. Everything is going to get affected. So which means that the whole growth, GDP growth, economic activity, you know, consumer spending, everything will get impacted. So that is possibly the worst case scenario for India. If it's partially phased out, and I think that is what a lot of people have recommended. Even I think the Commerce Ministry has said that some of the manufacturing units should be opened up. And also because some of the things, like, I think there was a newspaper report which said that almost 35,000 crore of goods is stranded on the roads because these are non-essential goods, and they are stuck on roads because the trucks are not being allowed to
move. Right.
Now, these bottlenecks have to be eased up, and that will only be possible if there is either a complete lift of the lockdown or at least it is phased. So a phased lockdown probably is the most, you know, preferred one also, because we all know the number of infected cases and the fatality rates have been increasing. So there's, I think, the least probable scenarios of the lockdown being completely lifted. That is, I think, very unlikely.
Right.
I think the best case scenario for the industry would be that at least a phased lift happens, and some of the economic activities are released. Worse surely would be if the lockdown gets extended completely for another fortnight.
Right. Also, Prince, we have been reporting in our website as well that there are a lot of cyber security issues that are, you know, prevailing right now. Can you talk a little about this?
Yeah, so Money Control reported that there are about at least 100 cases have already been filed in Mumbai itself on cybercrime cases.
Okay.
And this is an increase by, I think, 25% in just 2 weeks. And that's basically because experts say that the scenario that we are in right now, it's kind of a best case scenario for a cyber criminal. Because one, we are over consuming data. So though we are at home, we are working, and we are doing a lot of online shopping, or at least trying to do. So we are really over-consuming data, and not to talk about watching OTTs. So at the same time, we are stressed. Much of the security screens are not there.
Right.
Even when we are working from home, sometimes I think not all companies make it mandatory for VPN to be used, which means that it becomes much more easier for the cyber criminals to hack into the system.
Mm-hmm.
So these reasons, one, overuse of data, then, you know, stress environment, and then probably a kind of lowering the guard in terms of cyber safety, is the best case scenario for cyber criminals. And they would be using this to their advantage. So I think even in a previous conversation that I had with the risk management expert, he had said that, you know, more often now one would see, you know, mails in inbox talking about information on coronavirus, taking keywords like Prime Minister address or Prime Minister Modi, what he said on coronavirus. And these would be sources and mail IDs that we had never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But they will just make it interesting enough to just for us to tempt us to click on that. And that is enough for them to get into our system. So we have to really look out for these kind of mails and messages on our phone. We should just straight away delete them. That is from our individual point of view. Even for companies, I think they have to ensure that, especially for IT companies and companies where many of their employees are working from home,
yeah,
their systems are safe, because in many of the cases, the data is confidential and critical and sensitive. And if anyone gets they hand on to them, then it becomes a very difficult scenario. I think even on Zoom, those using the Zoom app, I think we have seen instances of video conferences getting hacked.
Yeah, that's the most unfortunate, because everyone is turning to the app because we need it most right now.
That's right. That's right. So these are the times when I think the cybercrime shoots up. And I think each one of us, individuals and the companies, have to be even more extra careful while working during these times.
Thank you so much, Prince, for all those details. The lockdown is going to be lifted on April 14th, and let's see what happens next week.
Sure, Kitna. Thank you.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Corporate Buzz. If you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.